Puff say? Make these niggas dance. Fuck all that frowning. I'm just trying to love something. Hey, watch me take this shit back. This.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night and I'm feeling right. Just flew in from the west side and you know I'm pulling up in a best ride. Gotta show these niggas how to flex ride. Bad bitch waiting for me bedside. She only take pics on her best side. Yeah. You're touching me, it's got me going. Ooh,
yeah.
Kissing everything, got you going. She can't decide.
Hell
she
yeah.
Can't decide what she wants. Every time,
yeah.
Every time, it's better than before.
Man, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're ready to chop up some good game as usual. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call in to chop up game with the family. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Did you know that there's over 120 black-owned hotels all across the United States, as well as other black-owned businesses that a lot of people may or may not know about? That's why you need to check out the brand new app called BobSpotter. Now, BobSpotter is the premier mobile app for locating black-owned businesses all around the United States. The BobSpotter mobile app is available for free download in Google Play and in the Apple App Store as well. Also, check out BobSpotter.com. BobSpotter is basically Yelp in black. Again, check out BobSpotter.com. If you think you have a story that you must tell and sell, then let PrizeCraft Editing put your dreams into writing. As self-publishing becomes the new norm for many authors, a lot of aspiring authors are not able to finish, polish, or publish their stories, and that's due to a lot of inexperience. But that's where PrizeCraft comes in. They are not just capable of ghostwriting or editing your work, but they can coach you and critique you on your work as well. To begin your free consultation, contact PrizeCraft at PrizeCraftEditing.com or call them toll-free at 863-417-8752. That's 863-417-8752. Check out this brand new independently black-owned toy company called Apocalypse Toys. Now, these toys are all original, they're all handcrafted, and the Apocalypse Toys is focused on providing black children with heroic black toys. It's very important that our children see themselves in heroic imagery to counteract all the negative images they're exposed to. So please, place your orders right now. Visit ApocalypseToys.com. That's APocalypseToyz, as in zebra, .com. Yo, what's up, fam? It is summertime. You need to have some fresh gear. Check out the Compass Manufacturing Company. They have all types of fly t-shirts, different colors, nice fabric, so you can look real fly for the breezies out there, family. So you need to go check them out right now. Go check out Compass Manufacturing Company at www.compassmfgco.com, and also follow them on Twitter and Instagram at compassmfgco.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Sandra. Hey, because you're a hoe.
Oh! I'm back. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Y'all know me. I am Tariq Nasheed, your gracious host, ready to chop it up and do what I do. Doing a late night show, but I'm still here. Glad to have everybody in here with me. I hope everybody has Hidden Colors 4. That's the hottest documentary in the world right now. That's killing the game. It's still the number one documentary in the world. Go to Amazon.com and look at the best-selling documentaries, and you'll see Hidden Colors is still number one, Hidden Colors 4. And some of the other Hidden Colors are in the top 10. So we are killing the game right now. So there's a lot of stuff we want to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about the BET show. Shout out to everybody in the chat room right now. Did y'all hear, and I just found this out today, Stacey Bedwinch Dash, they dug up some of her old bankruptcy papers because she's been bedwinching, you know, doing her, I mean, she's really putting the bedwinching coonish energy on Extra, and they done found out, somebody done dug up some of her bankruptcy documents, and they were saying that she was surviving off $6,000 a month, a handout from her fiance, some white dude named James Maybe, I think that's his name, and she was drowning in debt. She filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy 2004. She couldn't find a job. She was struggling. So this explains why this flip of coonery. There's always extra work for some cooning. And that's where they get you. They get a Negro who's desperate, whose finances are fucked up, who's used to doing a little bedwinching out here. And then when them sugar daddies start drying up, when they move on to their new negress. And that's the thing. Let me give some game. Let me get real mackish for a minute. Now, I got to start really putting some ism down so y'all can understand. When you catch you a trick, catch you a sugar daddy, especially you women of color, especially if you get you a white one, y'all got to understand that money dries up, y'all. Y'all got to understand that money will dry up on your ass. Y'all got to understand that these white sugar daddies with Negro fetishes, understand that there's a whole plethora of other negresses trying to choose up on one of them white sugar daddies. So your days are numbered. So if you're a kept woman dealing with a white sugar daddy and you're a woman of color, particularly a black female, you need to be stacking money left and right. You supposed to stack money like you broke. You ain't supposed to be buying Hermes bags, Gucci shoes, Prada. Your ass is supposed to be stacking up that money just in case he cashes you in for another chick. Stacey Dash didn't have no game about her whatsoever. She thought that she had it made. She thought that she was an honorary white person, and they took her Cinderella slippers off and sent her back to the projects. And then she started bedwinching it up. You ain't supposed to be living it up when you catch you a white trick like that, who's breaking off $6,000 a month, which ain't really no money. You're supposed to stack that shit and get to investing and start spitting for some more paper. My God. If the motherfucker ain't wife you up and he's just throwing you a couple of stacks every month and he ain't really wiping you, you know your days are numbered. Fuck is wrong with you? You supposed to be stacking and investing. Now you out here struggling, looking crazy. Stacey's kind of losing them looks a little bit too. That face is getting a tad bit haggard. She's a cute chick for her age. Don't get me wrong. No, she could. You know, she's still doable. But that face is getting just a tad bit haggard. Them edges are getting a little dry. That coochie might be getting a little looser. You dig? So y'all better understand the game. And when you cash in, you better cash in heavy. You got to go in long and strong. You can't play the slow waiting, kept woman game, not need, no, the thirst is too real out here. You got a lot of hungry ass females trying to come up in the game, and you trying to post up, and then you end up on Fox News begging, because that's what you doing with all that bedwinching. You begging because you broke, trying to catch you another trick, hanging around Donald Trump and all of the Republicans trying to catch another damn trick. Take off that damn Republican badge and put on your hoe heels, goddammit. My goodness, man. Let me get some calls, man. A lot of folks are calling. Let me see who's in the his house. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, what's up, Peace Lord? This is Hassan out here in Fresno, California, man.
Oh, man, what's up out there in the Fres?
Man, nothing much. Nothing going on at all. I got to move back to New York. But, yo, love your hidden colors.
Yes, sir.
1, 2, 3, and 4. You know Stacey Dash out there. You know they had to kill that brother's speech, right?
Yeah.
They had to kill that brother's speech. Man.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, they've been trying to shit on my brother's speech for the longest, man. And Jesse did a great job. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute, man. But thanks for the call. Let me touch on that. I got to talk about... For the BET Awards came on the other day. Interesting show. You know, the same old. Like a lot of cooning, jumping around, you know. The regular. My problem is, and a lot of us were talking about this on the social networking sites, we're talking about, you know, Hidden Colors. Boy, usually, you don't have to give me props. I'm, you know, the success of the film is good, but when BET, they're giving out these awards for this and these awards for that, and I feel a certain way that the biggest film, the biggest documentary in the world right now, out of all documentaries, is a documentary about Black empowerment and Black history. It's the biggest documentary in the world right now. It's killing the game. And BET won't even acknowledge it. Some of the so-called Black media, and I know, there's no real Black media, but goddamn. And my thing is this, because there were a lot of people debating and arguing about this on social networking sites, and there were some people saying, well, we got to get publicists to reach out and talk to the people at the Black networks and all that. That's bullshit. They know about Hidden Colors. You cannot be that out of touch to not know about it. They need to be hollering. They need to holler. The international press, they're hollering at us. The international press, they send me emails every day. I'm chopping it up with them all the time. So the media here, they're very full aware of the success of Hidden Colors. If you're not aware, you're completely out of touch, and you shouldn't be representative of Black society anyway if you're not in touch like that with the streets. Hey, look, I know, yeah, people are saying BET is this, BET is that, but they need to step it up. Y'all need to step it up on some real shit. You can't be that out of touch. I'm looking at BET, and you know, it's a lot of the shucking and jiving. Who was that dude, Designer? There's a dude named Designer. He has the hottest song in the game right now, that Panda song. Very good song. My man is biting the shit out of Future. I know, that's kind of janky, but the song is hot. And this dude was performing. And look, I want all Black people to be able to make money. I'm not trying to shit on nobody making money. But this nigga looked like the biggest fucking coon. When this dude was performing, this is my first time seeing this Designer dude perform. And when I say this nigga was making the most Sambo-ass faces, this dude was jumping around, bucking his eyes, mouth wide open. I mean, this dude was making some Sambo fucking expressions, dude. And I seen some video of him doing that whole Bobby Smurda thing where they put him in a room full of executives and there's some white folks in the room and he's doing this whole Sambo bucking, jumping on tables. That's the new thing now, where they get teenage rappers, put them in a room and make them cut a fucking jig, make them buck their eyes and do all this Sambo shit in order to get a damn record deal. That shit is corny, man. And they make sure somebody's filming it so they can put it out. I've seen video of this Designer dude jumping on tables, bucking his eyes with white folks in the room. Brothers, y'all stop letting them Stop letting them make you do that shit. I swear, when I'm looking at Designer perform, I'm thinking he's just going to bust out, Ray! Ray! I mean, he has the same expressions as the dude from the Star Wars movie, as Finn. I mean, the dude was bucking them eyes. Look at some of the memes from that. I mean, it looked like a goddamn minstrel show. I'm not trying to hate on my dude's money or nothing. But goddamn. And they had Bobby Smurda do the same thing. Bobby Smurda jumping on tables, tap dancing around. Then they let him go to jail. It ain't, come on, man. They don't make white artists do all that old buck dancing bullshit. You don't see no white artists jumping on tables, buck dancing around in an executive suite. They don't do that. But the thing is, on BET, the most interesting thing of the BET Awards was my man, actor Jesse Williams. Jesse Williams did an impromptu speech, and I don't think that the people at BET knew that he had that speech planned. I think that he improvised that. The show was live, and that's how they got away with putting it out there. And it was just fortunate that it went viral and so many people gravitated towards it. But my man gave a great speech talking about systematic racism. Very good speech. And everybody gravitated towards that in the public. I think that slipped through the cracks. It slipped through the cracks, and the public gravitated towards it. What's interesting, a lot of these social media sites, they've taken the speech down because a lot of people, especially Facebook, aka Fedbook, that's why More Us is coming. I posted a screenshot for More Us the other day, by the way, and people loved it. And that's just a screenshot. So it's coming. We're getting More Us. We're getting it tightened up, fam. We're definitely getting it tightened up. But Facebook, from what I understand, a lot of people who tried to post up my man Jesse's speech, they were taking it down on Facebook. So we're working on that. We're getting that shit together. We're about to make a mass exodus from that shit the minute we get More Us popping. But my brother did a speech, and what's interesting, a lot of the Negro bedwench blogs and these Negroes who work for the liberal white corporations, they tried to spin the story. Some of these Negro bedwench pretend feminists, they tried to turn the shit into a gender thing. I don't even know. I don't even want to know the correlation. I've seen some memes and some posts of some of these Negro bedwenches talking about his speech really called black men to task. I'm like, how the fuck did y'all get that out of what this man said? The man didn't say anything about gender. He was really talking about race. But leave it to the Negro bedwenches to deflect for massa. And some of the white supremacists are upset with the brother. And they've been kind of giving the brother a little backlash because he spoke some real talk. And there's one suspected white supremacist in particular. I'm assuming that she's a conservative. She does like this little internet show with the Blaze, I think, the Blaze website. This chick named Tommy Lauren. Am I pronouncing her name right? Tommy Lauren. And she did a video talking about, and she kind of, this is part of her shtick. She's kind of a troll. But part of her shtick is to kind of troll black people, say little slick shit about black people. That's how she goes viral with her shit. She does what I call bimbo babble. And y'all got to understand what bimbo babble is. And I'm going to get on that in a minute, because that's today's topic, bimbo babble. But the thing is, there's a lot of backlash coming from the white supremacists. These white supremacists are getting desperate now, man. Because now that black people are not afraid to speak out, you got rich. And that's the thing. I'm going to play some clips of this Tommy Lauren chick. And she goes on about how he's rich and famous. See, they try to pacify wealthy black people or rich black people or popular black people by dangling their fame and money in front of them. Like, hey, you got money. What you complaining about? They try to do that with me a lot. There's Stormfront, and I posted this on my Facebook earlier. Stormfront, you know, that's white supremacist central for the internet. Stormfront is ground zero for white supremacy on the internet. All the white supremacists go there. They got usernames on Stormfront. But Stormfront, they got a thread that's 10 pages long whining about Hidden Colors 4. They're talking about, oh, look, Hidden Colors 4, this movie sold out and these blacks made an anti-white film. This film is an attack on whites. Now, as you know, Hidden Colors 4, if you've seen Hidden Colors 4, it's not attacking. We're just talking about history, talking about systematic white supremacy, and we're breaking it down. We're talking about white supremacy. We're not shitting on white people. We're talking about white supremacy. But leave it up to the white supremacists. Oh, it's anti-white. The Jews must have funded it. You know, the white supremacists are good at just making up stuff. You know, we got to endure as black people, slave movie after slave movie. We got to take our abuse and keep quiet about our abuse. But the minute we speak on our own history in our own terms, all of a sudden it's an attack on whites. And that just shows you how the white supremacists go on alert when they feel like they're taking an L. And the system, the Hidden Colors 4, is an L to the white supremacists because it exposes them and it's a popular film. So the white supremacists, they don't take L's lightly. So they've been trolling me nonstop. I've been getting trolled, death threats. If y'all see on my Twitter, you know, I kind of go in on some of them, but most of the time I block them. But the reason why is because some of these white supremacist sites, they're really going in on Hidden Colors because it's so popular and is exposing them and telling the truth about them, the white supremacists. And that's how you break the system down. You break down their codes because white supremacy is established and maintained through codes. That's how you break it down. You break down the codes. And what's interesting, I'm looking at Stormfront, and they got a lot of videos of Crispy. They praise Crispy on there. That's hilarious. That's probably why Crispy panders to them, because he knows that that's how he can get money, pandering to that Stormfront crowd, cooning for the Stormfront crowd. But I digress. But my man, Jesse, you know, I take my hat off to him. Let me get a call before I play the clip. Let me get a couple of more calls and talk to the family. What's up, who's calling?
Hey, what's up, sir?
Hey, who is this?
Hey, yeah, Jackson, I'm Jacksonville, Florida, man. I was just calling in to basically, you know, give a shout out, man. You know, appreciate everything you're doing.
Yes, indeed.
And your next lecture, well, one of your lectures up in Cleveland, Ohio, right?
Yeah, that's going to be in, when am I going to be in Cleveland? The 30th of July. I'll be in Cleveland the 30th of July, so I definitely want to see you in the place. Thank you for calling. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, I got some lectures coming up. Let me give y'all my lecture dates real quick. I'm going to be, let me give you the confirmed ones, because we got some that are confirmed already, and I'm going to have the tickets and all that on sale pretty soon. I'm going to be in Boston on July 15th. I'm going to be in Milwaukee on July 23rd. I'm going to be in Cleveland, Ohio on July 30th. And I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona on August 6th. Now, we're trying to squeeze in some dates in Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. We're looking to do Chicago possibly on July 24th. We're going to get a confirmation on that tomorrow. We're my D.C. people, all my D.C. and Atlanta people. I need a venue out there. I need some help from the Melanoid family, man. If y'all can find me a venue where I can do the lecture in D.C. sometime in July, I can do it on a weekday, like a Thursday or a Wednesday. And in Atlanta, our usual venue at the Alliance Theater, they're all booked up. And I love that theater. That's a very beautiful theater. But that theater is not available. So I don't know where else to do the venue in Atlanta that will hold our crowd. We need in Atlanta at least a 400 seater. At least. My Atlanta folks, if y'all can find us a 400 seater or more, between 400 and what, 700 seater, y'all hit me up, man. Let me know, Atlanta. All my Atlanta folks, I got a lot of folks in Atlanta. Email me at info@tariqelite.com. And all my DC people, same thing. 400 seater at least. Find us something in Washington, D.C. And make some calls for us. Because sometimes y'all just send me a bunch of links and then we call these people and we don't know what's up. And, you know, I'm trying to do a lot of other things. But if y'all can make some calls for the fam, let me know what's available out there in D.C. Let's make it happen, man. But I digress. Let me get another call before I play this clip of that Tommy Lauren. I keep wanting to call her Tammy. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, this is John Igloo.
What's your name, brother?
This is John.
Is my phone janky or y'all phone janky? Okay, I gotta let you go, man. The phones are janky. I don't know if it's mine or yours. It must be y'all. I don't know what it is. Let me try another call because my man sounds like Roger Troutman. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Mike from Fort Lauderdale.
Mike from Fort Lauderdale. So it must have been that dude's phone. He had a janky phone. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I got a quick question about basically getting over not being able to hit it. This man is a bum-ass chick, and, she was visiting and shit, but the situation basically sabotaged. So how do you get over not being able to hit that?
So let me get the some clarity. How do you get over not being able to hit, to smash?
Basically some cock blocking, some friends.
Oh, so you were trying to get with a chick and she has some friends that block you?
Yeah.
Now, how they block you?
Kind of by, like, friends of me are telling me to, like take them out and stuff like that. I should take all of them out and stuff like that, you know?
Now, where'd you meet this chick?
At a club.
So you were at a club and you were chopping up with this chick and then her friends kind of jumped in and started blocking?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've had situations like that before. Sometimes the blocking is a little more severe than others. That's why it's important for you to have a wingman. So you should have had a wingman who intercepted those cock-blocking-ass friends. You got it?
That's why you
needed your wingman to holler at, because that's what they do, man. When you're trying to holler at a chick, especially if she's the cute one out the group, there's always some little bum-ass, snaggletooth-ass, out-of-shape, fucked-up built friend that wanna throw salt in your game and be like, well, you're going to have to buy us all something, that type of bullshit. And you got to have a wingman on somebody like that, man. I had a chick like do me like that one time, and it some shit almost went down because the chick was real disrespectful. And I'm chopping it up with old girl, with her friend. I'm chopping it up with this girl at a club in Hollywood, and this is a long time ago. She's real cute. And, man, the girl just chopping it up, and, you know, at this stage in the game, you know, today, like when I go to the club, I get bottle service, so I just let everybody drink now. But back then, I didn't buy no drinks at all. That wasn't my shtick. I didn't buy no drinks, so I'm just chopping up with this girl. And our conversation is cool, but her dumbass friend jumped in, talking about, you need to buy us some drinks. You going to talk to my friend and not buy us some drinks? And I'm like, who in the fuck are you? And I didn't even want my dudes to holler to be the wingman for a bum-ass chick like that. Because then I look at the chick that I was chopping it up with. I'm looking at her like, what you doing hanging around with bum-ass chicks like this? So I looked at the chick I was spitting at a little bit differently. Simply because she would hang around some old raggedy, thirsty-ass bum like this. And I'm like, I don't even want my wingman to holler at your girl. She's so bummy with the way she came at me. You dig? So also understand, if you got friends, or you chopping it up with a girl and she got friends like that, those friends are a reflection of her. So she might be on some bummishness shit too. So you might want to just smash and pass and go on about your business. You feel me?
Okay, so I should check her too in that situation, basically.
Yeah, let her know, like, hey, you know, you hanging around some really thirsty, bummy-ass chicks coming at dudes like that, you know? Well, what's up with you? Let her know that her friends are kind of a reflection of her. So let her know that on the low, but don't get too serious with it. But you holler at her, and you can kind of make up for that. All right, man, thanks for the call. All right. Yes, indeed. Now, let me play this clip of this suspected white supremacist named Tommy Lauren. And she's engaging in what I like to call bimbo babble. See, you got different types of babble. Sometimes you got hoe babble, and I've talked about hoe babble before, but then you got bimbo babble. And in the dominant white society, they have some of their bimbos who do a lot of babbling for them, who will do the bidding for white supremacy. Understand, the white supremacists, almost every move they make is to maintain, refine, and uphold white supremacy, and they use everybody within the white supremacist society. Even their bimbos. Now, I want y'all to hear this clip. Let me find the clip of Tommy Lauren. She does this little internet show, little bootleg show she does on YouTube, I think. And this is her talking about Jesse Williams and his BET speech. Now listen to how stupid she sounds, and I'm going to break this down.
Welcome back for Final Thoughts. Well, the BET Awards were last night. Notably, they were very black. Oh, but can I say that? What with my whiteness and all? Well,
okay. Now, you got to be patient. Some of this shit will kind of chap your ass. Sometimes it'll get you riled up a little bit. First of all, notice that condescending, dumbass, Valley Girl, bimbo-ish sound. Just extremely condescending. BET was very black. I'm like, shut up. You know, you want to just say, shut up. But the white supremacists, again, they use this to their advantage. They're sly like a fox by putting their bimbos up here to do the bidding for them. Now listen.
All too damn bad. Question, was this a celebration of black entertainment or an opportunity to complain about the plight of wealthy black actors and musicians? Curious, because I saw a lot of talent on that stage, but at the same time, a whole lot of victimhood. Oh, and police bashing, that too.
Okay, hold on, okay. And let me tell y'all something. When white supremacist suspects start talking about victimhood, that's a way to kind of shame black people. Let me let y'all know something. Whenever they start talking about, hey, stop all that victimhood. When they start talking that victimhood shit, you look them in the eye and say, you goddamn right I'm a victim. That's what I do with them. Whenever they come to me, hey, you're a professional victim. You're goddamn right I'm a professional victim, because you are a professional victimizer. You damn right we are victims of white supremacy. Yes. Agree with them. Yes.
Meet Grey's Anatomy actor Jesse Williams. He won the Humanitarian Award last night, which means the BET definition of humanitarian is someone who perpetuates a war on cops.
Okay. You gotta be patient. You gotta be patient. I know sometimes you want to smack a motherfucker. I know a lot of people, when they hear this, they're like, oh God. I know a lot of the sisters is like, I want to smack her. Okay. Understand this. White supremacy is built on deception. We talk about this in Hidden Colors 4. We did a whole segment about how the tool of the white supremacist, one of the biggest tools, is deception. The white supremacist will lie like it's nothing. And this woman just told a bold-faced lie like it was nothing. Nobody, Jesse's speech didn't have a damn thing to do with no war on cops. This is why black folks stop believing everything the white supremacists tell you. Stop believing everything they say to you. Most of what they say to you is going to be a lie.
What we've been doing is looking at the data, and we know that police somehow manage to de-escalate, disarm, and not kill white people every day. So what's going to happen is we are going to have equal rights and justice in our own country, or we will restructure their function and ours. Yesterday would have been young Tamir Rice's 14th birthday. So I don't want to hear any more about how far we've come when paid public servants can pull a drive-by on a 12-year-old playing alone in a park in broad daylight, killing him on television and then going home to make a sandwich.
Killing someone in broad daylight and then going home to make a sandwich? Are you kidding me, Jesse? Know what else is interesting, bud? Though the term unarmed black man may be literally accurate, it doesn't tell the whole story in most cases. In a number of cases, if the victim ended up being unarmed, it was certainly not for lack of trying. Grabbing an officer's gun or using other equipment to beat the police doesn't give you a free pass. Oh,
what the fuck is she talking about? That's bimbo babble. You listening and y'all know, I know some of y'all like, what the fuck is she talking about? Nothing. And that's deliberate. I'm telling you, the white supremacists are sly like foxes. They put their bimbos up here to bimbo babble. And she's deliberately saying stupid shit that don't make no sense. Because when they put their bimbos up there to bimbo babble for a serious topic like this, when you check them on it, they get to opt out by playing the dumb bimbo role. You understand? They get to opt out by playing that dumb bimbo role. Understand this. I'm going to play some more of the clip in a minute, but understand this. Females like this, you see a couple of them on Fox News and all that, that bimbo babble, they use their bimbos because, see, women like this, halfway decent looking white supremacist suspect females, they or not intellectual at all. Nobody's going to take them seriously in an intellectual conversation. They're not feminists. That's another thing too. So they can't play the feminist role to get no money because the feminists don't like them because they look better than the average white feminist. And speaking of white feminists, I was going at it with that Lena Dunham. What's her name? Leah Dunham. She's another well-known white feminist, and I was kind of going back and forth with her about this post about Kanye. She was playing the white supremacist female victim role over the Kanye video, talking about it made her uncomfortable because of Taylor Swift was naked as a doll in the video, and playing that whole sexual predator black man role, and I checked her on that shit. And a lot of people are going in on that Leah Dunham. What's her name, family? Some of these white supremacist suspects, man, their names just kind of go past me. And people, Lena Dunham. And they're saying that she molested one of her sisters or some shit. That Lena Dunham chick. And that's what she said in her autobiography, from what I understand, but I digress. But again, about the bimbo that they use, the bimbo babble, they get these females who are not intellectual. They can't really make money being intellectual. They try to be a step above just the average kept woman. Also, they almost have a stripper vibe to them. These are chicks who used to work at Spearmint Rhino. They're like 1 foot away from working in a goddamn strip joint or just outright selling pussy. So what they do, they can start spewing bullshit about black folks, and they can at least be the babbling bimbo. They can put them out there to say little dumb shit about black folks, to play that whole conservative role. And they basically are reduced to trolling. Ann Coulter is very good at that. They have her as the babbling bimbo. She's losing her looks now, so now they got to get... Well, she's been losing her looks for a minute. You know, Ann Coulter is getting real haggard. But a lot of those chicks, those babbling bimbos that the white supremacists use, they put them out there to say all the stupid shit, just like Ann Coulter. Every time you see Ann Coulter's name trending, she done said some stupid shit. And when somebody tries to intellectually challenge her, she gets to do the bimbo babble as a way to opt out of being intellectual. That's a way of trolling. So they use their bimbos very slickly and very slyly. So you got to understand that game that they use with the babbly men. Because this chick right there, this Tommy Lauren chick, sounds ridiculous. She sounds stupid as hell. She sounds like a 9-year-old trying to sound like an adult. And they give her a platform to spew her bimbo babble.
But heaven forbid someone be critical of this movement.
If you have a critique for the resistance, for our resistance, then you better have an established record of critique of our oppression. If you have no interest, if you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down.
Equal rights. Please tell me, Mr. Williams, what rights black people don't have.
Okay. Next time they ask you that, let them know we don't have Fourth Amendment rights. We don't have 14th Amendment rights, which is equal protection under the law. We don't have due process under the law. We don't have that as black people. Black people's 14th Amendment rights get violated all the time. Black people get shot down in the streets for damn near any damn reason. Eric Garner, people like that, his 14th Amendment rights were completely violated. Black people's constitutional rights are violated every fucking day. Tamir Rice, his constitutional rights were violated. This man, this little boy was shot down by this white supremacist male in broad daylight for nothing. He didn't have a gun out, nothing. Somebody, a race soldier called in another race soldier to kill this kid, violated his constitutional rights, and nobody was punished. Eric Garner was killed in broad daylight on film, and nothing happened. Nobody was punished. His constitutional rights were violated. He did not get equal protection under the law. He did not get charged with a crime. He wasn't doing a crime. They suspected him of selling cigarettes, which he wasn't doing. So this man had about 4 or 5 amendments violated. Black people have their constitutional rights violated every damn day.
Also, white people, yeah, we do have a record of critique of your oppression. In fact, do you know how many of our ancestors fought in the Civil War to free your ancestors? Bloodiest war in the United States history was over what was right, and it was largely white people fighting it. In fact, it was white Southern Democrats who fought for, not against, slavery.
Okay. Y'all got to work. I got to be patient now. The bimbo babble and the lies, it kind of makes you want to go somewhere else, but I don't know which lie to go with. First of all, that's a goddamn lie. Everything out of her mouth, she said, was a damn lie. We've debunked that whole white people fought the Civil War for black people. That's a complete lie. Anytime a person says that to you, it is a lie. They know they're lying to you. We've debunked that in Hidden Colors 1. They did not fight to free African people at all. The Civil War was not about freeing no African people. The freeing of African people came later as a way to weaken the South, but the war was not about freeing African people. If anybody in the dominant society tells you that, they are a bold-faced fucking liar, and they know they're lying to you, and suspect them of being a white supremacist. If anybody ever tells you that the Civil War was about freeing any African people, because they know that it was not. As a matter of fact, those right-wing conservatives know that it wasn't.
Oh, but speaking of privilege, let's listen to this high-paid television actor tell us just how bad he has it.
Oh, that's another thing. I told y'all, that whole high-paid. How bad do you have it? You got all that money. You're high-paid. Tell me about your oppression. Bullshit. Don't let them run that game on you. They say that to me all the time. Look at you in your suits, Tariq. Look at you. You're not doing so bad, are you? What's your oppression? Motherfucker, look, I don't know. This little bullshit money I got, that don't mean nothing. Y'all can take that at the drop of a hat. Y'all come up with all types of ways to take money back from us. The minute we start getting on a roll and we do good, the white supremacists, y'all can take that in a matter of hours. I'm not disillusioned from that fact. They always come up with ways and schemes to bankrupt us when we think we're on a roll. Look at what they're doing to Cosby. They're about to take all Cosby's little money. When we're on a roll, they got all types of ways to take their money back from us. Look at what they're doing to our sister Gladys Knight. Y'all heard what happened to Gladys Knight down there in Atlanta? Her restaurants got raided. They ran up, the feds ran up in her damn restaurants like they were running up in a damn trap house. Talking about some damn taxes. That's another way they get you too. Oh, well, you didn't pay the right taxes, so now we're going to run up in here with the SWAT team and the ATF and the FBI. We're going to run up in a damn mom and pop chicken place and make a big spectacle out of it and ruin your business overnight. They ruined our sister's business overnight. So miss me with all that, oh, you doing good. They can ruin you overnight. That was shameful what they did to our sister Gladys Knight's business. Talking about her son, it was $1 million, some bullshit. That's a trick bag, man. They got all types of ways. They can make up an arbitrary number and say, and because I got my accountants and my CPAs, they tell me all the little schemes they got with the taxes. They can literally just make up a number and say, hey, you know what? We made a calculation that your business was worth $20 million. They could just make up a number. And they can say, hey, yeah, we assessed based on our computer that your business is worth $20 million. Therefore, you owe $3 million tax. And if you say, hey, my business is not worth no $20 million, not even close. Well, that's what our calculations say. But what? $20 million? I didn't even gross nowhere near $20 million. Where are you getting that from? I don't know. I'm just saying you're going to have to pay the taxes or we're just going to run and seize everything. And it's just like that. It's really just like that. They tried to do one of my businesses like that. And, you know, we had to do a whole big thing. They tried to value one of my upstart businesses, some old high ass assessment they tried to make. And we let them know that, hey, no, I didn't make that much. in that business. So we had to break down and give them all the documents and the letters and all that. But that's how they do. So they ran up in our sister's spot and shut that shit down, man. So don't ever let the white supremacists run that whole, well, you got some money, so what oppression are you going through? They can take that at the drop of a hat, and your brains can be blown out by the race soldiers out here, no matter how much money you got.
We've been floating this country on credit for centuries, yo. And we're done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, our dollars, our entertainment like oil, black gold, ghettoizing and demeaning our creations, then stealing them, gentrifying our genius, and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit.
I'm sorry, Jesse, but I won't be apologizing for my whiteness, just as you don't need to apologize for your blackness. It's not white people working to divide America. It's you. You and Beyonce and Jada Pinkett Smith and Al Sharpton. Do you see yourself as a victim? If so, I feel sorry for you. For someone who wants equal rights...
Okay. So now racism is all about Beyonce and Jada Pinkett. So we're the... That's another white supremacist trick. I'm white and I say you're the real racist. Why? Because I'm white and I say so.
Sure sounds like you prefer special treatment. It sure sounds like you'd like a gold star at the end of the day just for being born. Get over yourself. You're not a humanitarian. You're not a unifier. You're not teaching black children to go forth and conquer. You're teaching them to feel sorry for themselves. Nice work, and how about you sit down? Those are my final thoughts. God bless and take care.
Okay. So that's the bimbo babble right there. Oh, God. Man, let me put my spit music back on. Oh, man, I know that bimbo babble. Oh, yeah, now, Beyonce, now, she's racist now. Now that Beyonce stands up for her community, now she's the real racist. But the thing is, the white supremacy, look, they put their bimbos out there to do the bimbo babble. So if you were to have a legitimate, realistic conversation, and look, and speaking of her, I'm Tommy Lauren. I will debate you anytime. Let me put that out there, because a lot of these suspected white supremacists, they do all this babbling and all this stupid shit, but they won't really debate nobody who's thorough. I will debate Tommy Lauren and let her know on her show or mine. I will debate her anytime. Somebody said Charlamagne kind of debated her. I don't know. I think I did see that before. Shout out to Charlamagne. And I don't think Charlamagne kind of went in on her. But I would debate her anytime. Bring that babbling on over here. Bring that babbling on over here. I'll debate her. See, y'all got to stop playing with these people and start shutting their bullshit down. They know who to debate and who not to debate. Start shutting their bullshit down and showing and show how silly and asinine their arguments are. But the thing is, we got to understand with these white supremacists, man, they're being real slick, and you got to understand refined white supremacy. Because you got the conservative white supremacists and you got the liberal white supremacists, and they're all working together. You know, Justin Timberlake got in some hot water because Justin Timberlake, a lot of people thought it was unfair that people went in on Justin Timberlake, because Justin Timberlake saw the Jesse speech on BET, and Justin Timberlake tweeted, he's like, oh yeah, Jesse Williams, I'm inspired. So he was inspired by Jesse Williams' tweet. And there's some folks who said, okay, Justin, nigga, what about Janet? Have you apologized to her? And what's up with you appropriating our culture? And Justin kind of dismissed it. Justin Timberlake dismissed it. And people started going in on Justin. And there was a lot of Negroes out here acting like Steven from Django. Like, oh, no. No. Don't hurt him. And people went in on Justin. And rightfully so. Because a lot of folks in the back of their mind, they didn't forget about how Justin shitted on Janet Jackson. I never forgot about it. If you listen to my show, I've said that I don't really feel Justin Timberlake like that, simply because of how he did our sister Janet. Justin Timberlake let Janet hang. Janet was thrown to the wolves and Justin turned around and didn't say shit. So when now Justin is popping up talking about, ooh, I'm inspired from black speech, you're like, nigga, sit down. You let our sister get thrown to the wolves. Now you inspired. We didn't forget about that, Justin. That's why people went in on your little ass. I don't know, I saw a lot of niggas caping for Justin Timberlake. Niggas are some of the capingest motherfuckers on the planet. I saw a bunch of leave Justin alone ass niggas out there. Fuck Justin Timberlake. He'll be alright. That shit, he left Janet hanging. He should never be forgiven for that. As far as I'm concerned, fuck him. Some of his music is cool. That's because of Timberland. But yeah, he left our girl hanging. I ain't feeling that. And I told y'all how I feel about some of these people. I don't like Iggy Azalea. She's funny style to me. And I really don't like Justin Bieber. I've said that a million times. I do not like Justin Bieber. Y'all niggas let Justin Bieber get away with that wigger routine. I'm cool on that. Y'all get, they get around black folks slumming, doing all the yo, yo, yo. Yeah, yeah, yo, yo, yo. And then get around their white friends telling nigga jokes. And that's what Justin Bieber got caught doing a couple of times. And niggas still want to give him a pass. Motherfuck Justin Bieber. When I hear Justin Bieber song, I change the radio. I don't give a fuck about Justin Bieber. He don't get a pass from me. Y'all niggas can give him a pass. He won't get one from me. He's a little white supremacist. He gets around his white friends and tell nigga jokes, and niggas are still sitting up here co-signing his ass. Fuck him. And I'm glad T.I. got rid of, stopped dealing with Iggy Azalea's ass. That's a good look. But I don't give these dudes passes, dude. I don't give them passes. I'm cool on that. And this bimbo babble coming from Tommy Lauren, you know, she's one of those suspected white supremacist females. She looked like she stay up under some black dick, too. She looked like she done gripped a couple of black dicks in her life. Some of those women, those conservative white women who are suspected white supremacists, they done gobbled on a dick or two that had a little soul on and melanin in it. And they'll get right up out the bed from gobbling soul poles talking that white supremacist hoe babble. They'll lay it with brothers all through college, and then when they get out of college, they become a conservative. Ain't that right, Sarah Palin? Ain't that what Sarah Palin did? Wasn't there stories about Sarah Palin getting some of the soul poll when she was in college? Now she's a big-time conservative. That shit is crazy, man. Tommy probably ghetto-gagging on all types of soul polls. And get up and practice white supremacy. And y'all niggas give him a pass because they done gobbled on some dick. Just like Brooke Hogan, Hulk Hogan's daughter. Now, she's cool. Brooke is cool. Brooke, you know, she keeps a soul pole in her mouth. And we know that Hulk Hogan is a big white supremacist based on some of those tapes that we've heard of him. Hulk Hogan is a big white supremacist going around saying the N-word, calling black folks niggas. And his daughter's getting all types of chocolate dick. So does Brooke Hogan, does the apple fall far from the tree? Does she internalize some of the racism coming from her father? Y'all got to understand what's going on with these folks, man. White supremacy has some of these folks going nuts, man. Y'all heard about that that white lady who's a conservative, this big time gun advocate down there in Texas? This white lady, what was her name? Her name is, I can't think of her name. But she killed her daughters. This white lady who was a big time conservative gun advocate, well known in the white supremacist community, she ended up killing two of her daughters. One daughter was 17 and the other daughter was 22. And then the cops ended up killing her, the white lady. From what I understand, I'm hearing rumors that the motivation of it was that her daughters were dating some non-white dudes. I know one of her daughters was engaged to this Hispanic dude. This dark Hispanic dude had a little Moorish blood in him, looked like. And the other daughter, I don't know, but I'm hearing reports that the other daughter was dating a possible non-white. So this is how insane these white supremacists are getting. this is how insane they're getting. And she's like, oh no, you're not about to mess it up with me and my white supremacist circles dating a Hispaniard. These people are martyring themselves to maintain white supremacy. White supremacy is a religion, dude. Yeah, yeah, somebody in the room. What's up, Texas lady? Texas lady, she's from Texas, so she knows the deal. Christy Sheets, that's her name. They have garages full of guns and ammo. They're ready for a race war, yeah. But yeah, I know one of the dudes was Hispanic. He was kind of a dark Hispanic named Juan something. And I heard that the daughter was dating a black dude. I heard that. I don't know how true that is. I haven't verified that. But I do know that one of the daughters was dating a dark Hispaniard. So that probably drove that white supremacist female over the edge. They are willing to martyr themselves for white supremacy. That's why we say white supremacy is a religion. These people ain't playing about their religion. They are going on fucking jihads for white supremacy. Y'all better go get the movie Hidden Colors 4, The Religion of White Supremacy, and understand that that shit is a religion. They take their religion very seriously. And get the real copy. Even I know there's bootlegs out there in the whole shebang. Even if you watch a bootleg, take your ass to HiddenColorsFilm.com and get the real copy. We got to start getting a code of conduct where we support this shit so that we can keep the game going and maintain it. Because people are waking up, and we can only keep waking up if we support this. Supporting the Hidden Colors real documentaries, the legitimate ones, that's going to keep the industry going so we can keep more movies going and we can keep waking folks up. The bookstores are making a killing with the Hidden Colors series, and now there's a resurgence with these bookstores getting in customers. Other books are being sold. So now the knowledge is getting out there and the industry is being established. The money is circulating and everybody's making a good living, and now we're getting the knowledge while we're creating an economic base. So it's very important to stop fucking with them bootlegs. Either get it from our site, get it from Amazon, go to the bookstores and get it. There's, shout out to my man, the Nubian Bookstore in Atlanta. Y'all go there. Sankofa out there in D.C. And just all over. Most bookstores that are black-centered, they had the movie. So get the legitimate copies. If y'all can get weaves and edge control gel and Jordans and all that shit, y'all can get the legitimate copies. It's worth it. Yes, indeed. So anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. It's been real. I'm going to holler at you guys on this Sunday's Ustream. And again, I'm going to keep you posted on my lecture dates. Email me at info@TariqElite.com. All my Atlanta and D.C. people, so y'all can help me out with some of the venues out there.